SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
From Churchill Downs, Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website too, stevebeck.com, a very good morning. Wednesday, Derby week, 24 hours closer. The field's set not just for Derby, but for the big Saturday card. And boy, it is a terrific, terrific card. You know, there are some Derby Oaks weekends where, for whatever reason, and this is true of Breeders' Cup too, you may get a few more, you know, betting opportunities on the Friday. Doesn't feel that way when it comes to this weekend. The Saturday card, just terrific, and some excellent stakes came together for the lead-in to Derby. That includes a big, bulky Pat Day Mile and the Turf Classic. You got a really competitive running of the American Turf, the three-year-old turf race. Super competitive. You're going to have real difficulty eliminating the horses from there. You've got a wonderfully interesting set for the Churchill Downs, the Grade One, out of this world. A lot of the usual runners in that race, plus the addition of Mitoli, where a seventh furlong has to be added to his repertoire. And, you know, there's the presence in there of Duchere. And Duchere, who we managed to find when it came to the Tom Fool, at the beginning of March, he cannot be ignored in there. People are going to gravitate to the big names, the familiar names like Mitoli and Whitmore and so forth, and Warriors Club, of course. But better take a long look, Duchere, because he runs back to that Tom Fool. He'll win this race. And there's enough contested speed. The Distaff Turf Mile, where you've got Chad Brown and number of solid competitors, including a couple of potential upsetters. But Precious, Chad with outstanding opportunities in all of the turf stakes, not surprisingly. And even though he doesn't have a presence in the Derby, looks poised for plenty of success over the weekend. The Umana Distaff, the first Grade One of Saturday as well, of course. And there we get a number of the fillies coming right back out of the Madison. Not unusual, of course. The addition of Marley's Freedom, cutting back from the Beholder Mile, where she could not get to Secret Spice. Talk Viv to Me, who, of course, we talked about with Rudy Brissett. So not a big field for the Umana Distaff, but for the Grade One Pick Six, the first leg, and certainly a place where you're going to have to kind of maybe use three or more. So all of that is coming on the handicapping front. I mentioned Chad Brown and the Oaks field. Chad Brown still waiting with Dunbar Road and needs a defection out of there. So when it comes to Derby and Oaks, fields are set, and we have a lot of work to do. This morning, in terms of work, one published drill, that came from the Japanese import, Master Fencer, who, of course, yesterday we noted had been out on the racetrack, kind of Lanny style, with lots of, you know, wandering around the the Oval, a trip to the paddock, and a gallop, and a jog, and he really spent time all over the racetrack. And today he formally worked, and there had been speculation it might be a quick little, you know, flourish, a blowout kind of thing, but it was a full-fledged half mile, a published half mile. I think actually they might have published a 5 furlong and a slow 5 furlong, but he was moving along nicely. It was not, you know, a little more than a 2 minute lick, but you know, it makes a nice physical impression. And when you add in his glad rags, the hood, and the festooned ears, he cuts quite a bella figura out there. I'll tell you that. This is one of those horses. It's funny how these Japanese horses, they come here and they win fans. They're just, whether it's the, you know, whether in this case, you know, the way he's outfitted and, you know, the chance to see him go around a few times. That's what the case was with Lanny, who would stay out. I'm surprised they didn't hook him up to the Harrows to pull the Harrows around with Lanny. But it was a really fun session this morning. And, you know, with each passing day, of course, bigger crowds come to Churchill Downs. And one of the really touching elements of these mornings, particularly on the rail, you know, the backside scene is familiar, and you know, throngs of people against the rails and you know, basically lining each side of the gaps where the horses, you know, come onto the track for training session. Game winner out, by the way, right now again, sticking to that 9 o'clock final Harrow break trip to the track. He hasn't been going out with the rest of the Derby trainees and Oaks trainees. But this morning when I came in, actually walked in on a kind of the from the clubhouse turn, and the what we used to call the dungeon, the the stands over on the clubhouse side were kind of a creaky old grandstand on the turn there. And we had the barbecue. We had names for each of the locations, and you know, baby grand, upper baby grand, the four in the infield and such. But that was the dungeon over there, and came in that way. And the children that were against the rail, and the outriders, and not just the outriders either, a few of the Derby horses that came right up, and you know, obviously the exercise riders know, you know, which of the horses are amenable to, you know, that kind of attention, and it just was really, really nice, and the outstretched hands, just wanting to touch a horse, and that's something we need as much as we can get of, frankly, and people having contact with the horses, and you know, the thrill of touching. I mean, they certainly children, you know, whether children are touching a, you know, a 10 claimer or Omaha Beach, they'll cherish it. So the session then featured lots of, you know, lots of gallops, couple of first looks. Actually, you saw Vekoma and the other Florida trainees, Maximum Security, as well as Todd Pletcher's two runners, both the Cutting Humor and Spinoff out there this morning. Vekoma came out fairly late in the session and got to really see him quite a bit because he basically stood right in front of me. And George Weaver taking out Mike Gatsis and Randy Hill's Bluegrass winner. You know, interesting with him and his action, Rich Migliori is going to join us after the first break. And I'll ask Rich about that, actually. And the fact that hopefully Rich is listening right now. And, Rich, you can address that when we talk about Vekoma and the wide swing of his left front. And what's notable is he doesn't do it when he's jogging and lightly galloping. It only kicks in when he starts to really reach out. It's very interesting, and I'll ask to see what Rich's take is, and how much of that, you know, takes away from the momentum, you know, because balance, very important. And we talk about this with riders, you know, the trying to stay motionless, and you hear about the, you know, you could put a serving tray on the back of so-and-so, you know, a minimum of wasted effort, of wasted motion and energy, instrumental, especially with these horses going 10 furlongs for the first time. Now, of course, two of the horses out for gallops and galloping into the Derby Saturday have gone 9.5 furlongs. That's Pliska Parfait and Peter Miller with Grey Magician, having both gone the Preakness distance of 1 3/16 miles. Grey Magician out there today and clearly showing signs of, I'm not going to use the word fatigue. Let's call it travel stress, because he got very wet today. He was frothy on the neck, and that's from, you know, that's from being unsettled, and, you know, horses crave familiarity, and the trip to Dubai, the return trip, now another trip, the horses will fret, and that should diminish over the next couple of mornings. But certainly today, if you saw that, if you watch the training session, you're going to see how frothy he is. Watch for that, and see if it dissipates. And my guess is it will, as he settles in and relaxes in the barn. You know, that's another thing. You know, the horses spend 23 hours in a stall. And when they're home, at their home track or training center, there's a real comfort zone and you know, the familiar surroundings. And horses will notice, there's been experiments on and observations about their vision. And I remember reading a piece about changing the markings on barrels. And noting horses, you know, how they reacted, the colors, you know, up and below, and horses are very in tune to that. And, you know, some are comfortable anywhere, and others, you know, take a little bit of time to get comfortable. So we'll watch for that. But otherwise, a morning with, you know, some gallops a little bit more spirited and I would say eager than others. War of Will continues to just look phenomenal. And you heard from Gary Young how, yeah, now with this, if those of you that watched us do the post-draw Q&A, which was really fun with Donna Brothers yesterday and Ed and John Ball, the local broadcaster, we really had fun. And it's up on all the various Kentucky Derby sites. But War of Will drawing the one has become problematic, and obviously, and Tyler Gaffalione is going to have to go, and Cassie, you know, knows that. At the same time, if we get some wet weather that seemingly is headed our way, he'll certainly be in a good place. The place to be on this racetrack when it's wet, if that's what we're getting, may work out nicely for War Will. He was eager today. Improbable again today. He went around the first time, and he was neck bowed and very focused. And then when he came around the turn, in fact, War of Will was finishing up, and Improbable tore in around the turn. Whenever he sees a target, more like what we saw the other night, the other morning when he, you know, when he really went after Embolden, and I mean, didn't let Embolden get any kind of a advantage on him on the work on Sunday, and once again, I mean, he sees a horse. He doesn't care to have one out there. So he picks off targets. The question is going to be if Arad Ortiz can, you know, I think they would love to sit third, fourth, fifth with Improbable. And the key is going to be if he's able to relax, because otherwise it's going to get difficult. Otherwise, everybody, Omaha Beach, if you're an Omaha Beach fan, you're very content. He just, every morning is perfect. I said that yesterday when I put that picture up, and that continues to be the case. Otherwise, on the Philly side, Bellafina, again, a second morning, really choppy and not looking all that comfortable yet, and something to keep an eye on. She really a little bit of a raised eyebrow morning, I thought, for Bellafina, and apparently a difficult night for trainer Simon Callahan, who in an unfamiliar surrounding apparently tripped and fell on stairs and has either separated his shoulder or potentially broken a collarbone or a clavicle or something. So Simon Callahan not on site this morning, but getting his shoulder attended to. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on both of them. See how it goes. The Phillies, Bellafina at the top of that list. After that, you make your decision. And, you know, Champagne, anyone coming in terrific. I haven't seen Jeltren yet. I'm anxious to see Jeltren. But everybody else, you know, street band out there every morning, Larry Jones style, Leora, Motion to Motion, so much speed. I didn't see Jaywalk this morning. I missed her. Positive spirit, I think, from Rudy Brissett is getting a little bit of love and interest. It has looked good every morning. And gets Manny Franco. And Lady Apple. Lady Apple today, yesterday, she was playful and feeling good. Today she was kind of eager. She wanted to do more. And I didn't see out for a spin this morning. I did see Dallas. I did see our first spin. And Chocolate Kisses. Take a hard look at every horse that's going to be running late in the Oaks, because there's just too much speed. There's just too much speed signed on for the late runners not to impact. And, of course, that's our big Derby question. The question as to who's on today, I told you, Rich Migliore is going to join us next. Andy, we're going to get a quick visit in with Andy about 9:45 or so. And he's not going to give you his Derby play. He's not going to give you his he's going to make you watch his video. He's going to give you homework. But we'll get some ideas. Sid Fernando for his big pre-Derby pedigree profiling, Sire Watch pedigree focus, brought to you by Hillendale. Later, we get Seth in here. I think we'll try to get Rich Eng in today, because tomorrow and Friday will be mostly live visiting. So we'll get as many of the far-flung regular at the races visitors. And thanks to Casey and Jalan, who last night got you the Monday and Tuesday archives and podcasts are up, and, you know, bear with us on getting those out as best we can. So stay with it. At the races, Wednesday, got to talk about what went on here yesterday, too. Sonneteer returned to Churchill and won that.